Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time for us to speak to the weaponized woman in her new time slot, which I should have known. I told her earlier today, yeah, we're going to do that today. And then, of course, I didn't. So how's it going?
Yeah, you jerk. Why would you do that to me?
Well,
what up, Bill?
I'm just dealing with anguish now and mental wounding and being a snowflake.
I miss you. So anyway,
one of the things
about... We got our hour figured out now.
Yeah, we do. We got that figured it out. Plus, I'm on a lot of drugs right now. I've got bronchitis again.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So, you know...
Oh, that's miserable.
I'm under the influence
well,
right
you
now.
Sound good.
Well, that's good. I should sound like a nice bottle of pills right now. So let's talk about what you do, because a lot of people, I get confused sometimes about what you do, although now I'm fully cognizant of what you do. Yes.
Before we get to that, I have to tell you, I normally put my dog in a room with the door closed when we start these shows.
Yeah.
Because I don't want her to bark or make any noise while we're doing the show.
Or hang up the phone.
So this time I let her stay out because 4 episodes in a row, she hung up the phone on you. And I thought, oh, well, that's just a fluke. She just, like, bumped it with her nose, whatever. But she did it 4 times in a row and only on you. She's never, ever hung up the phone on anyone else. And it's because she didn't want to get locked in that room. Once I realized she was actually somewhat intelligent, I went and bought a bunch of buttons that she can press to communicate. And now she talks to me using these buttons that say outside, treat, water, food, whatever. So because of you, because of my dog hanging up on you, she can now communicate with me in human words.
Well, I'm so happy to be of service, but I am going to put a hit out on the dog, okay? The dog is going to get hit. It's a good thing I don't know where you live exactly by the street. I think you live somewhere in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and that's as far as it goes. So,
I think Mahal likes Steve better than you, Bill.
Well, I got no issue with that.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I got no issue with that. But, you know. Dog better not be walking out in the street by itself. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's, you know, I love dogs unless they decide that they are at the top of the food chain.
My dog got it out for you, Bill.
Yeah. I'll win that one.
So anyway, you wanted to talk about what I do?
Well, you know, what I wanted to make the absolute discerning statement about what you do, because you don't teach people how to shoot. You teach people how to move while they shoot.
Yes.
And
the topic of this show is going to be difficult to do without sounding completely arrogant. And being a Midwestern girl, that's a little tough for me. Like, I go to a job interview and I'm like, oh, but did you see that girl? She's really nice. Oh, you want to give me a raise? Oh, that's okay. I know you got kids too.
That's
okay.
All right. I do this 5 days a week. I can be the bad guy. You can say, oh, Bill, but it's really not that way. There are a lot of pretenders out there now, aren't there? Because you have attracted a lot of attention by teaching movement to the degree to where military units want you to teach them movement. They see the application of it, because what you do is a little bit like a really like a Bruce Lee would do, because Bruce Lee was all about economy of motion. That's sort of what you do.
Yes. So in 2010, I saw where the shooting sports were at and realized they would very much benefit from movement, because at that time I was a nurse and teaching people how to move their bodies efficiently after surgeries and injuries and things like that. So I saw a potential for easy gain. And I did the research and did a lot of studying, a lot of testing on top shooters in the world. And then I wrote a book about it. And why don't you tell me, first of all, because I know your training is a little more old school, so this would be before 2010 when I came in with the movement training. What did people talk about with movement as far as shooting when you were learning to shoot and when you were training?
Well, my movement training came at the hands of the U.S. military. Before I went into the military and after I got out of the military, most everything that I was shown was either like a bowling pin contest where you're standing in one spot shooting three bowling pins, or a bullseye contest where you're shooting and you're shooting against a clock and everything, but it's not like anything like what you do. It was never anything like what you do. So all of my movement came, and the problem with the movement that I was learning in the military is that was predicated with being at least a group of two, at least in a pair, because it's all based upon bounding overwatch, and you can't do that by yourself.
So, yes, my movement training in the military was, I'm up, he sees me, I'm down. I'm up, he sees me, I'm down, and buddy, cover me while I move. And that was the extent of my movement training.
Right. Which doesn't really translate into the civilian world, because none of us is running around in a little two-man team.
Right.
Now, if something happened and me and you were there, we could just do that because we know how to do that, right?
You'd cover me and I'd move.
Well, I would try, and then you would have to not move so far so I could at least get past you to do my bound, which my bound would be more like a shuffle. So,
well, your job, I think, would be laying down cover. My job would be moving.
I got a little more in the tank than that. Thank you, young lady.
All right.
I think that's where a lot of people get sideways, is because they look at these tactical type things. And I believe what you do actually has more real world application today for a civilian than the tactical type stuff, simply because the tactical type stuff is based on multiple people.
Well, that is about to be revolutionized. So, again, you know, I hate to talk this way because I sound arrogant, but...
And anyway, Ty Cobb said it isn't bragging if you can do it.
So in 2010, I revolutionized the shooting sports. I brought movement into shooting training, which had never been done before.
Right.
And also I brought in vision training, which isn't my own research. That research was done by Joan Vickers. She's a kinesiologist, and she started her research in 2007. In 2010, I began applying what she found to the shooting sports. So it's not my research, it's her research. I just applied it to the shooting sports based on what she found. And we've had conversations. She's very happy with the application I've come up with.
Well, hang on there. Tell everybody how to find your website, because we're heading into the first break.
Oh,
pick this up on the other side.
180firearmstraining.com. And if you'd like to buy my book, Economy of Motion, or Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, it's available on Amazon. If you'd like a personal copy, I can send you one signed, field signed, delivered. Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And, of course, we've gotten on to something because, I, when somebody has a really good idea and they're really, 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 really good at it, well, I'll let Keita fill in these blanks. Anyway, and we're not gonna mention anybody by name, but we know who you are.
Well, first of all, I got to say, despite Bill's self-deprecating humor, watch out for him. He is a lethal force to be reckoned with.
What brought that up?
I've seen you shoot and move, and I wouldn't want to be, you know, some 18-year-old kid thinking, oh, look at this dad, I'm going to take him out. I mean, you are a force to be reckoned with. I've seen you shoot and move.
Where?
I was teasing you before.
Where did you see that?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I wouldn't mess with you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
I like to tease you, but I got to put that out there. Dude is legit.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. Keith
is like my daughter that I never had. I have a daughter, but she's the daughter that... I have nothing but paternal feelings for Keita. So even when she's giving me a hard time, I'm like, yeah, well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, we tease each other because we love each other. But yeah, I have had a lot of people since 2010. Well, I inadvertently created a buzzword, right? So movement was not a thing ever mentioned in the shooting sports aside from shooting on the move. That is the only aspect where movement, the term movement, ever came up. And vision training wasn't mentioned at all. But in 2010, when I started my research and started putting it out there, as I was writing my book, I wanted to get the shooting community involved in the process of writing my book. So I would throw little snippets out there of my book and collect comments, especially if I had writer's block or something. I wanted to involve the shooting community in my writing and have them all be a part of it. So I would post things and they would comment and it would help me find the direction I needed to go next or make sure that what I was writing was something people could relate to, something they could understand, and I'm explaining it in a way they can get it. So the entire shooting community was involved in the process of writing my book, which started in 2010. Well, since then, movement and even vision training have become buzzwords because those things are in my book. So there is a gentleman, I won't mention his name, he has a couple of indoor shooting ranges here in Wisconsin where I live. He's taken classes here. I've been there to assist with a class he's taken, and he picked my brain, and I helped him with movement. He took everything I used to help him and turned it into a curriculum of his own. Now, granted, this gentleman does have the credentials to back it up. So he has gone to school for sports medicine, sports training, and he's done a lot of that sort of thing professionally. So he does have the background to back it up. But at the same time, if movement wasn't something I introduced into the shooting sports, he never would have thought to do that for the shooting sports. He would still be doing what he was doing before in other sports. And I helped him learn how to apply what he learned in school to the shooting sports. And then he made his own curriculum based off of mine and he is now teaching movement classes in my home state. So to date, I have not yet been able to teach classes in my home state because he has sort of a monopoly on that. So I travel everywhere else in the world and do it.
Now, is he any good at it?
Yeah, he does a pretty good job. I mean, he has a few misconceptions. You know, if it's not something you truly understand, it's hard to apply it correctly to every situation. So he does have a few misconceptions, but generally, the things I taught him obviously are correct, and he does a pretty good job of teaching it. So aside from the few misconceptions, he does a good job.
Well, but therein lies the rub, doesn't it? Because the originator of a concept understands not only the how, but the why. And if you can't explain the why, then some of the things that you're asking students to do or trying to get them to do is, like all things when people have developed habits over time, when you introduce something new, well, then that seems awkward and hard to do and unfamiliar. And
takes me right back to square one.
Yeah, and the thing you have to do is to show, you got to show them the why, so they understand why, if you do it this way, this is so much better. And if you can't explain that, don't you just sort of lose the students?
Yeah, well, what I explain to my students is when you're learning this, it's something brand new, and you have to undo all of these other things and then build it back up from square one. So at first, you're going to see a decline of about 20%. But then you shoot up way past that 20%. So you get that 20% back and then more. But if they're learning the wrong things again, I mean, maybe it's a mix. Most things are right and just a couple of things are wrong. And, you know, that's how it is with pretty much everything in the shooting sports. No matter what instructor you go to, you might find a couple of things that are right and a couple of things that are wrong, just because it's always evolving, and they might be teaching old concepts that have been misproven or whatever it may be. So we always have to kind of think for ourselves and think, okay, does this make sense? What is the why behind this? And if you don't have the why behind it, then maybe it's not a good idea. Another thing I recommend is,
well, before you give the recommendation, classes, go into break. What's the website? Give the website real quick before we go to break.
180firearmstraining.com.
There you go. We're the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. This is all about why she does what she does, how she does it, and why she is the best at it. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exni Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed keeping its benchmark rate near zero and doesn't expect rate hikes through 2023.
At the Fed, we will continue to provide the economy the support that it needs for as long as it takes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell opening a virtual meeting and said the Fed will remain vigilant as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to criticize President Biden's immigration policies. Speaking today in Dallas, the Republican says a surge of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the border illegally will only get worse.
There's every reason for Americans to expect the number and size of those sites to continue to increase in the coming days.
The Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas will house migrant children for 3 months. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is once again urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The IRS is pushing the federal tax filing deadline back a month to May 15th. Lawmakers have been fighting for the federal government to extend the time people can file. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Bronchitis. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, talking about movement, talking about the phenomena, and let's just put it out there, the phenomena of the pretender. And there's, you know, I got nothing wrong, Keita, with somebody out there looking at what you do and if they have a variation of it or something. But yours, based upon your background as a rehabilitation nurse and some other things, you know, your understanding of it, I don't understand how they could come up with a better take on movement since you do tailor it to the body that's trying to move.
Well, and a lot of it is combined with the vision training.
Explain. Did we just lose Keita? Keita? Did the dog hang up on us again? Don't I love it? I love it when the dog hangs up on us. Did you mute your phone, perhaps, Keita? let me text Keita while we sit here and talk to Keita while she's not answering.
Because that direct.
Okay, you're coming and going. Are you
Hello?
In a bad spot? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I can
hear you. Yay! I could hear you the whole time. Okay. So what this guy is doing is he's teaching transitions, and that's something that I teach is the movement portion of a transition with a gun. And that's directed by vision. So what he is teaching is to transition with your body and not with the gun. Well, the thing is, the transitions need to be directed with your eyes, not the body or the gun. So what he's teaching is a misconception. He's trying to make it all about movement, but it has to be directed with vision. And that's what he's not understanding. And he's putting this out there, and people are paying him money to teach him this incorrect misconception.
But they don't know it's incorrect yet.
No.
So what happens with now? Do you ever get a student that has been to one of these guys who is trying to be a reasonable facsimile of you? Do you ever get a student that's been to them first, and then it's like a light goes off over there? Has anybody ever come to you that's already been to one of these guys?
No, because they're coming to the source. The people who come to me are deciding to come to the source, so they're not going to go to someone else if they know I'm the one who came up with it.
Right.
So, no, I haven't ever had that happen. But there are a lot of top shooters in the world who are very reputable instructors who are now suddenly incorporating movement and vision training into their courses, which they've never done before. Just since my research came out, they started incorporating that because it became a buzzword. So what you'll see is a lot of the techniques that are in my book are being taught in classes, but each instructor uses a different name for the same movement so that it's not plagiarism, technically, because my book is copyrighted.
Nice,
so they're teaching the same exact movement, but they each give it its own name. So if you go to a class, what I would recommend is if you take a class from reputable instructors, pay attention to what you're seeing that reoccurs in every class. If there's a particular movement that you're seeing over and over again, it might have different names, but if you keep seeing it come up again and again in different classes, that is something you should pay attention to. That is important. So these top shooters know which movements are really important, and they're teaching them. They're just all giving them different names. And, you know, as long as people are getting better in shooting, I'm totally fine with that. And these instructors typically are my friends, and we've discussed these movements. And most of the time, they've asked my permission, and I've given them the okay to use it in their class because I just want people to get better.
Right.
There are some who don't ask permission and just do it, but most of them have asked me first.
Well, one thing I've noticed, and I've gone to a couple of big-name instructors, and I've gone to a couple of smaller instructors. And the smaller instructors inevitably go to a big-name instructor because they're looking for, you know, they're looking for points of view and everything else, like any other student would. But then inevitably, if you go to their class, and then if you go to the bigger name instructor that they went to, you'll see that their class is just about a carbon copy of the big name instructor's class, except they do not. And
understand
I'll give you
the background.
Right. I'll give you a good example. Tactical response, James Yeager. James Yeager's primary thing that I take away from this is that everything that he does in manipulating a gun is based upon gross motor function. He wants to go there right away.
Yeah.
Because he knows everybody's going to be there in a gunfight. So everything he does is built to, like, every time you pick up a gun, you run the slide. You don't press check it. You don't do anything. You run the slide like it is not loaded, and then you stick it in there. If you throw a round of ammunition, okay, fine. Pick it up, stick it in your pocket. But you run the slide every time you pick up the gun. And he does that because, all the instruction that he does is to trip you up into getting you to forget to do that. But then you go to somebody that's been to one of his classes, and they've got you doing the same thing, but they're not telling you why you're doing the same thing. You're just thinking, why? I've got to put my arm out like this at this weird angle and run my other arm across my body and do this. And it's already got a bullet in it. Those bullets cost money, you know. And, you know, then you get all of this confusion and everything. And that's what led me to start thinking, because what you do is a little more, movement is so much more nuanced than just, you know, grabbing a gun and having, trigger discipline, a good grip, steady hold. I mean, those are things that you start to, as you get better at it, you think less and less about it. It becomes more automatic. Whereas with movement, there has to be an intelligent approach about movement, doesn't there?
Well, movement is the same. The more you do it, the less you think about it. It just sort of happens. So you keep seeing the same scenarios over and over again where you apply the same movement technique to those particular scenarios. And each scenario has its own movement technique. But the more you do them, the more that movement technique automatically happens when you approach that scenario because you train for that. And the stuff that I'm about to do with Mike Glover is about to revolutionize movement for shooting within the tactical community. We are about to change that world. This is going to be big. So I'm very excited to be able to apply this to the 360 world and help save lives.
I've got a bone to pick with Mr. Glover. We'll take that up when we get back.
Oh, really?
Yes, I saw something the other day, and I just think you should have been the one that was in it and somebody else, not somebody else. So anyway, you tell everybody how to find you, how to find the website, the book.
Website is 180firearmstraining.com. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. Or if you would like a personalized copy, or if you would like to set up a movement class near you, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. And this is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gracious, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load with Bronchitis. That's a no charge bonus you get tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. And I noticed the other day that Mike Glover, his YouTube channel is called Fieldcraft what?
Survival.
Fieldcraft Survival, yeah. Well, he did a video about taking a female to go buy a gun for the first time, and he didn't take you.
Well, I wasn't there.
Well, so what? You guys are partners. So, next time you talk to him, say, you know, I do this radio show with this guy. Older guy. You know, he has no amorous thing, but he thinks highly of me. And he saw that he knows I'm doing something with you, which he thinks is really cool. But then he saw that you did a video with some other female, which he thinks is very uncool. And since you don't know what he looks like, you won't see him coming when he hamstrings you. You could say something like that. Did I say that out loud? Is Keita talking again and we don't hear her? Yep. The dog that keeps hanging up on me, I think he has a cellular jammer because he likes Steve Fisher more gooder.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Like a bad Verizon advertisement.
I'm looking at the dog. I see the dog as the cause of all my ills.
Right?
So anyway, you about to bring
like
up my...
Bill.
Well, don't even know me. I mean, that's prejudice. That's prejudice.
It is prejudice.
Bald lives matter. So anyway, we were going to talk about what you're about to do with Fieldcraft, and I think that's pretty exciting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're about to revolutionize movement for shooting within the real life situation. So the 360 community versus the 180 community. So I've perfected movement within the 180 community, the shooting sport. And I would like to also perfect it within the 360 community because I think it'll save a lot of lives. And it already has for the people who've taken my course and then have been deployed. They've come back and told me that it literally saved their life because that 3 seconds they gained in their movement, they said if they didn't have that extra 3 seconds, they would not be alive right now. And they called me back after taking my class and being deployed and thanked me for saving their life, which is extremely humbling. So after that was happening pretty regularly, I realized this is something that needs to be incorporated into that 360 community to save lives, not only for the military and people being deployed and police officers, but for civilians too. If you're carrying on a day-to-day basis, you need to be able to move efficiently and confidently with a firearm and save that 3 seconds that could save your life. So that is my goal. Is the reason I want to do this is to save lives. And I have this unusual knowledge that can help these people save their lives. So I want to work with someone who has that experience in the real world that can help me apply it. So I have the research. He has the application. We're going to marry the two and we're going to help people. And I'm very excited about it.
Let's explain the difference. Now, with 180, when she's talking 180, what she's talking about is in the competition world, she has to face downrange. If her gun ever faces behind her or towards the crowd or towards the judges, she is disqualified.
Yeah, you consider it like there's an audience sitting behind us, and it would be extremely rude to point our guns at them.
A 360-degree environment is more of a real-life combat environment where you've got people, you've always got to have eyes in the back of your head when you're moving around, when you're doing things. You have to be looking all over the place. No rules. This is the difference between the MMA and a street fight in the street for your life.
Right. So I'm very excited about this. I think it's really going to revolutionize the way shooting is taught, and there are going to be even more copycats after this. So talking about copycats, there's something else I'd like to bring up.
Sure.
So I was working on another book called The Mental Game. I was working on writing a book about how to train mentally for a competition. And I sent it to a friend of mine who was also a former student. And that friend of mine is no longer a friend because they shared it with someone who then published it under their own name. And I hadn't published it yet, so I have nothing to defend myself.
Well, you can name names. I mean, it doesn't, you know, this is, radio is a big old
editorial. I don't
want to
get sued, so I'm not going to name names.
I don't, well, I mean, they'd have to listen to the show and hear the show to know that.
That's right. Well, don't discredit yourself. Your audience might be larger than you expect.
Okay, well.
You never know who knows people.
I think the thing about this, though, is that, you know, I'm pretty sure that happens a lot in the gun industry, probably more so than in any other, because the gun industry is full of very well-intentioned, naive people sometimes. And it's only when you get when you get burned, well, then the cynicism begins. But it's not like, you know, everybody wants to like everybody. And then we just have to take the punks. When the punks reveal themselves to be punks, we just need to acknowledge, hey, he just told me he's a punk, and I believe him. So.
Well, when that happened, I decided to take the higher road and just start working on another book instead. I called it Train Smarter, Not Harder, a follow-up to Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. It's basically how to learn a skill in half the time. And I was careful to only share little snippets of it with people that I wanted to sort of check over it for me and see what they thought and give me their feedback. And some of those got leaked as well. And now that same person also wrote a book called Training, or Practical Shooting Training.
You just need to get somebody to bankroll a hit. That's what we need to do. We need to get out there. We need to go to the store.
Careful.
We need to go to Walmart and get some ski masks and some regular pipe that like a plumber would use. And then we'll break everything between every two joints. We'll break a bone.
You with me? You buying this?
Oh, okay.
What I did with my previous book was I sent out the entire book to multiple people to critique for me and give me feedback so I could make sure it was good. So I was doing the same thing with the other books, and it just kept getting leaked to this other person who would then publish it. So with the second one, I was more careful about what I let get leaked. So one of the things that got leaked was how to travel with a firearm, how to travel within the U.S., how to travel to other countries, and that ended up being in that person's book, and a few other things, but nothing that was really specifically mine that I actually did research on. Those things I didn't send out because I was nervous it would get shared, and it did.
Well, I still think we should go get some ski masks and some some plumber's pipe and, you know.
So most of my book is still protected, but, you know, I have to rewrite a few chapters. So it'll still get done. It'll still get out there. There's still a lot of really good stuff in there. It's how to learn a skill in half the time, how to create a training plan, how to calculate hit factor and use that to improve yourself.
We are out of time right this second. So thank you very much for taking the time to join me. Make sure the dog is out of state next time we do this on Wednesday.
All right. Love you, Bill.
Love you back. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten, writer extraordinaire. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.